Thank you and good morning. On Friday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a call from the York County Sheriff's Office in Williamsburg, Virginia, that announced that the man wanted for the murder of Jeff Settler at his marijuana grow site last November near Laytonville had been arrested. Virginia investigators had learned that 27-year-old Freddie Gaestel was hiding out in an abandoned house. They were able to take him into custody without incident. Gaestel is connected to the killing of Settler by Trimmers in an alleged dispute over pay. Mendocino County detectives think that several suspects beat and robbed Settler of 100 pounds of processed bud and then fled the scene. Two suspects remain at large, 34-year-old Garberville man Gary Blank III and 33-year-old Laytonville man Jesse Wells. Gaestel will be extradited to California. The search for the other two, who are believed to have fled the state, is ongoing. If you are part of an organization that plans to apply for Measure Z public safety funding, you have until Friday to get an application turned in. Applicants will be asked to provide a comprehensive description of the proposal, as well as plans to sustain that program after the sales tax sunsets in 2020. You can download an application online or get one in person at the courthouse. The county budget team is warming up for its annual series of public budget meetings. This year, that will include discussions about Measure S, the local marijuana cultivation tax. The budget meetings begin on March 2nd, with the first scheduled for Southern Humboldt at Friendship Hall at the KOA campground in Benbow. That will be followed by meetings in Willow Creek and Eureka. Attendees will be asked to provide priorities on where they think Measure S funding should be spent. It's estimated Measure S will generate about $2 million in revenue for fiscal year 2017-2018. Jordan Christmas has news from the county.
Humboldt County officials announced that Jasmine Manuel has been named as the coordinator of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA coordinator is a new position within the county as a part of the Human Resources Department. One of Manuel's immediate tasks is to join up with the county's ongoing effort to comply with an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice regarding ADA projects. A graduate of Humboldt State in 2009, Manuel worked with the State Employment Development Department and also worked for the Department of Rehabilitation.
Thank you, Jordan. On Saturday, the Native Sons of the Golden West made a historic dedication for the Sequoia Hose Company No. 6, located at the early 20th century fire station on J Street in Eureka. The hose company was established in 1904, and the station was in use until 1957, when the fire stations at Henderson and Ocean and Myrtle and Cousins were built. The historic dedication is part of the coordination between the fire department's preservation efforts and Eureka's Native Sons to at one point have the station serve as a museum. Humboldt County has awarded $300,000 in grants to local organizations for the region's needs, including mental health, homelessness, and food insecurity. The grants are part of St. Joseph Health's Care for the Poor Community Grant Program. The recipients of the funding were chosen by the Community Benefits Committee at St. Joe's and Redwood Memorial. More than 25 organizations were awarded with funding, including the Senior Resource Center, Eureka Rescue Mission, Food for People, and the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When commuters and other motorists tried to enter the city of Eureka like any other normal business day last Wednesday morning, they found themselves in a miles-long backup on Highway 101 south of the city. That's because a three-alarm fire was raging at the El Pueblo Market at Highland and South Broadway, and fire equipment was staged in the traffic lanes. That forced the closure of the roadway. When controlled traffic was finally opened, traffic moved slowly, and for some drivers, not quickly enough. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie has one request for drivers. When you approach a fire scene, please obey the controls in place.
We ended up having two vehicles actually cross the cone patterns out of where the traffic control was, and that was the area where our people were working. We almost had one of our people struck by a vehicle. And then we've got fire hoses in the area. You know, people see them, they think, oh, I can drive over that. It won't hurt anything.
Gillespie said that the few minutes you may save trying to squeeze through an emergency scene puts the lives of firefighters at risk.
It damages the hose, and with the larger supply lines, we hang that up under a car and we tear that supply line loose. We just lost the water that those crews are using maybe inside that building their water supply just went away, and now it puts them in grave, grave danger.
Fire Chief Bill Gillespie appeared on Talk Shop on Friday, and you can listen to the interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.